And it is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, the project that travels the country giving everyday people the chance to tell their stories. This reflection comes from Alabama, 1964, which is when Clayton Sherrod, who was 19 at the time, became the executive chef at an all-white country club in Birmingham. Sherrod, who's African-American, worked there throughout his teenage years. He was the club's first black chef. At StoryCorps, he remembered how he ended up running his first kitchen.
My father had a heart attack. We were like 13 years old, and my mother said, "You can't go back to school. You're going to have to find a job." So I went to the country club, and I always wanted to go up to the kitchen and wash dishes because it was really fascinating to see those guys cooking. So I made up my mind that I was going to be a chef. All my friends told me I was crazy, but I saw something that no one else could see, and that is me walking around with that big tall hat on. So I counted how many positions it was from washing dishes to the executive chef, and I had my chart pinned to the wall in our little outdoor bathroom there, and I would mark every time I got a promotion, and then I would turn the light off, and I would dance, and I would sing Johnny Be Good, and I changed it to Clayton Be Good, You're So Good. You know, I didn't mind all the hard work. Actually, I loved it. I worked the whole weekend without going home. And I worked myself up to sous chef. And that was this guy named Frank Cahey, who was executive chef. He told me one day, he said, "I know what you're trying to do. You think you're going to be the chef here." He said, "But I'm going to be here for life." He said, "You might as well just either keep working under me or go somewhere else." So what I did, I was sneaky. You know, in the back of trade magazines, there's articles in there looking for chefs all over the country. I wrote one of the best-looking resumes and signed Frank Cahey's name on it and sent it to all of these headhunters all over the country. And he actually thought he was famous. He said, "Everybody knew about him," but he didn't know that was me that did it. And the general manager got tired of it. He said, "Frank, every time you come to me for raises and people want you here, people want you there," he said, "right now, at this very moment, I consider you dead." Frank, he turned white as a sheet, and he said, "Well, what are you going to do?" He said, "Well, Clayton, can you take care of it until we find another chef?" I said, "I'd be more than happy to." That's all I needed. I never even looked back.
Clayton Sherrod at StoryCorps in Birmingham, Alabama. He was the chef at that country club for 13 years. His interview will be archived along with all StoryCorps recordings at the Library of Congress. And as always, you can get the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.